महोदय नमस्कारः. आरम्भं करोति वा? मङ्गलाचरणानि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा अद्य? हा करोतु महोदय, कृपया. धन्यवादः.
ॐ वगात विवसंप्रक्तौ वगात प्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ. ॐ येनाक्षरा सामान्यम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनिनये नमः. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं कर्वावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः. हरिः ओम्.
धन्यवादः महोदय, सुन्दरं. धन्यवादः. श्रोसार्य भगिनी अधुना श्रूयते. डु यू हियर् मी श्रोसार्य भगिनी? डु यू हियर् मी श्रोसार्य भगिनी? ऐ डोण्ट् हियर् यू. ऐ हियर् सम् नोयिस् फ्रम् यू, बट्
नमस्कार.
इलेक्ट्रानिक् सौण्ड्, सो ऐ डोण्ट् हियर् यू.
सुप्रभातम्. Suprabhatam, Gita.
Now I hear you.
Me? Okay. I was not here.
Sorry. I went for something.
Uttamam, uttamam. Swagatam, Bhagini.
Thank you. Thank you. Dhanyavad.
Astu. Vivekananda Mahodaya. Adya. Abhyasa Pustake. Putasankhya. Shad. Shad Asti. तत्र नित्योपयोगिनी वस्तूनि इति दत्तं, पश्यति वा? नित्योपयोगिनी पुटसङ्ख्या षट्. षट् इत्युक्ते किं महोदय?
सिक्स्.
सिक्स्. हा, अभ्यासपुस्तके पुटसङ्ख्या षट् उपरि दत्तम्. आन् टाप् इट् सेस् नित्योपयोगिनी वस्तूनि इत्युक्ते किम्? नित्योपयोगिनी वस्तूनि इत्युक्ते किम्?
वस्तूनि मीन्स् ऐ थिङ्क् स्टेजेस्. इस् इट् रेस् प्लाट्फार्म्?
न, वस्तूनि वस्तूनि. रोसार्य भगिनी जानाति वा?
नो नो न न.
वस्तूनि ऐटम् थिङ्ग्. बहुवचनपदं वस्तूनि.
वस्तूनि किं किं पुस्तकम्?
अभ्यास
अभ्यास
अभ्यासपुस्तकं पुटसङ्ख्या षट्. तदनन्तरं नित्योपयोगिनी इति पदस्य जानाति किमपि जानाति वा?
नित्यं नित्यं उपयोगिनी.
हा, नित्यम् इत्युक्ते वस्तूनि इत्युक्ते ऐटम्. वस्तूनि किन्तु नित्योपयोगिनी इत्युक्ते किं? विवेकानन्दमहोदय जानाति वा?
No, I'm not sure of that.
Nitya. Ah, astu.
Nitya. Because it's something joining together.
Ha ha. Nitya chukte kim? Nitya chukte kim?
Nitya. Always?
Always.
Always.
Nitya chukte, consistently, without a break.
Okay.
Always. Shivananda Mahodaya, Swagatam. Mahodaya, Swagatam.
हरिओम्
महोदय स्वागतम् सो नित्यम् इत्युक्ते किम् नित्यम् इत्युक्ते आल्वेज् सर्वदा इति अधुना उपयोगिनी नित्य प्लस् उपयोगिनी अर्थः कः उपयोगिनी उपयोगम् इत्युक्ते किम्
जॉइंट्स ऑफ अप उप मीन्स अप राइट
उपयोग इत्युक्ते किम्
यूनियन्
यूनियन् उपयोग मीन्स् दट् इस् यूस्फुल् दट् मीन्स् यु नैट् यु जोयिन् विद् इट् बिकास् इट् इस् आफ् वेल्यू आफ् यूस् टु यु दट् मीन्स् यु डील् विद् इट् यु नो सो उपयोगिनी वस्तूनि इट् इस् अ विशेषणपदम् उपयोगिनी एड्जेक्टिव् वस्तूनि नौन् विशेषणविशेष्यसम्बन्धः तत्र विशेषणविशेष्यसम्बन्धः विशेष्यं किम् विशेष्यं किं तत्र विशेषणं किं कोऽपि जानाति वा अस्तु जाजरी भगिनी स्वागतं सो वी आर् आन् पेज् 6 आफ् अभ्यासपुस्तकं प्लीज़् ओपन् युर् पेज् पेज्
6
पेज् 6 आफ् अभ्यासपुस्तकं प्लीज़् ओपन् सो आन् द वेरि टाप् उपरि भागे इति दत्तं नित्योपयोगिनी वस्तूनि नित्योपयोगिनी इत्युक्ते किं विशेषण इत्युक्ते किम् एड्जेक्टिव् विशेषण इत्युक्ते किं विवेकानन्दमहोदय
नित्योपयोगिनी
विशेषण इत्युक्ते किं महोदय
Visheshana, I think, would be Nityam, which is an adjective, it's a quality, and
No, no, Visheshana, Mama Prashna tu, ityukte kim maudaya?
What's Visheshana? Visheshana is an adjective, a quality of something.
विशेषण इत्युक्ते एड्जेक्टिव् अ क्वालिटि आफ् समथिङ्ग् अस्तु अत्र नित्योपयोगिनी विशेषणपदं सम्पूर्णपदं विशेषणपदं द एण्टायर् थिङ्ग् इस् वन् वर्ड् नित्योपयोगिनी इस् वन् वर्ड् एण्ड् वट् डस् इट् मीन् इट् मीन् नित्य उपयोगिनी नित्य मीन् all the time upayogini means here as a visheshana as an adjective it means always useful vastuni itukte kim
could it be helpful as helpful as well
could what be helpful mahodaya
upayogini can it be also useful or helpful
it means useful. That's exactly right. it means useful. But nitya upayogini means always useful what? Always useful things. That is why in this page so many things are given, most of which are useful for most of us on a daily basis, pretty much. That's why it says nityopayogini. Nityopayogini, dirgha padam. Dirgha ityukte kim? Long word. Dirgha padam. Dirgha padam, kidrisha padam? Visheshana padam. Visheshana ityukte kim? Adjective. Kasya visheshana? Vastuni. Vastuni. Shabdasya visheshanah. Ityukte kim? Belonging to the word vastuni, it is the adjective. Avagatam va? Everybody understood? Nityopayogini vastuni. Avagatam va?
That visheshana means adjective.
Visheshana ityukte kim? Visheshana ityukte adjective. Uttama.
Okay, visheshanam.
Visheshanam ityukte adjective.
Okay.
Visheshya ityukte kim? Visheshya ityukte kim? Visheshya ityukte.
There's a Y in there.
Visheshya ityukte, the word that is modified, noun. Jazari Bhagini, are you using a headset?
I'm using a speaker, because I have no volume.
So that is why it is causing echo, Bhagini. You cannot use...
I'm sorry. I'll just mute it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Astu. So,
how do you, Bhagini? Just one question. Nityopayogini vastuni. What I understand this to be, that the items on this page will be useful for us.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's right. Uttamam mahodaya. So, visheshana padam ityukte kim? Adjective. Apicha visheshya ityukte, the noun that is modified, not any noun. Noun that is modified, that means it is associated with an adjective. So that's the way to look at it. Atra. Do you see now? Visheshya visheshanam iti.
Yes, closer, please. Closer, little closer, because it's very light. Less. Yes, it's perfect. Visheshya. Okay.
So, visheshya and visheshanam. From this comes the... I'll take it away for a second. I'll bring it back in a second. Visheshana, visheshya bhava. Visheshana, visheshya bhava. Ityukte kim? This is the adjective noun relationship. That's why it is called. This thing, I'm going to turn the light a little bit better for all of us to see. Give me one second to modify. Maybe this will be better. Astu, now this is better light or not? Maybe. You see now? Visheshana Vishesha Bhava. Can everybody see?
Yes. Okay.
Visheshana Visheshya Bhava Ityukte. For example, here the Visheshana Visheshya Bhava Kutra Asti, where is it? Nityopayogini Vastuni Dve Pade. Two words are there. And they are related to each other. How? Visheshana Visheshya Bhavah. Avagatam va? Sundar Mahodaya Namaskaraha. Namaste Mahodaya Namaskaraha. Astu Uttamam. We are on page 6. For those of you that have joined us late, we are on this page of Abhyasa Pustakam. Page number 6. Page number 6, we had started it last week. Astu. So, Nityopayogini Vastuni, ityukte kim, Rosario Bhagini?
Nityopayogini Vastuni ityukte. Useful items. Yes.
So Adhuna Vastuni. Vastuni ityukte things.
Okay.
Vastuni ityukte things.
Vastuni things. Okay.
Vastuni ityukte things.
Vastuni.
Uttamam.
Okay.
So Nityopayogini Vastuni ityukte useful daily useful items. That's all.
Okay.
Very simple.
Okay.
Uttamam. Shivananda Mahodaya. Patatu Mahodaya. From the top, please start reading, Mahodaya. Patatu. Shivananda Mahodaya.
Hari Om. Darpanaha.
Ityukte kim?
Mirror.
Mirror. Darpanaha arthaha kaha, Mahodaya? Arthaha kaha? Angla bhashayam, mirror, that is true. As far as the item is concerned, it is called a mirror. But otherwise, arthaha kaha?
A reflection.
Darpa. Darpa ityukte, arrogance. Darpa ityukte arrogance. Darpanaha ityukte that builds arrogance. Grows. That grows arrogance is a darpanaha ityukte kim? A mirror does what? What does a mirror do to us?
Makes us look good.
It makes us arrogant.
Yes.
This looking good is actually making us empty. It is emptying us of our goodness, actually. It's very interesting, isn't it? That's why it's a beautiful word. Darpa. Darpa ityukte arrogance. Astu. Agrimam padam, Mahodaya. Patatu.
Manchaha.
Manchaha ityukte.
I think we discussed it. A raised flat object.
Mancha is taken.
A stage or a couch?
Nashrete Mahodaya, I don't hear you.
Are you hearing me? Hello?
Nashrete Mahodaya, I don't hear you. Try one more time.
Not more?
I don't hear you. Try one more time.
Let me log out and log in back.
Oh, astu. Jazari Bhagini, manchaha ityukte kim? Jazari Bhagini, manchaha ityukte kim? Astu, Sundar Mahodaya, manchaha ityukte kim?
Full bed.
Huh?
Double bed?
Ah, double bed. Manchaha ityukte kim Mahodaya? Manchaha ityukte kim? Ah, Shivananda Mahodaya, swagatam.
Yes. Are you hearing me now, Bhagini?
Aduna Shruyate Mahodaya. Mancha ityukte kim? Vadatu.
Raised flat object.
Ah.
Such as a stage or a couch.
Uttamam. Tadeva.
Or a furniture that's unhealthy for us.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Satyam. Satyam eva. Mancha ityukte raised platform. Large platform. Not small platform.
Mm-hmm.
See, a small raised platform will be like a utpitika, which is what a table. Tables are usually not the size of a bed, usually. No?
Yes.
So that is called, that is also utpitika. Ut means up, pitika means straight back, means flat back. Like if you do asana, you are doing like a forward warrior, then your back is horizontal like this. So, and if you put legs on it, two and two legs, then you get a table. So, utpitika ityukte, raised platform, usually for functioning, something you are doing with your hands, usually.
Shaya also, no, Gita?
Vadatu?
Shaya means bed also.
Shaya.
Shaya.
Shaya. Shaya, I'll write it down for you. Shaya is also bed. Uttamam. That is why Shaya, I think it is Shayava, Shayava. I think it is Dirga Akaranta Padamna. Shaya, Shaya, Dirga Akaranta Padamasti, Shaya ityukte bed. Also, Shaya, Shaya ityukte bed also. Atratu Manchaha, Mancha ityukte raised pretty large platform. So, like Mahodaya said, it can be a stage where you go to see a theater or you know, a performance. Very large. That's a very, very large flat platform. Uttamam Mahodaya. Agrimam Patatu. Shivananda Mahodaya.
Vidyudipaha.
Vidyudipaha. Prashna Astiva. Rosario Bhagini, Prashna Astiva.
I have a question. Many of these things and in Dipaha, in Dipaha, Mandapaha, Vidyudipaha, Karadipaha, what means Paha?
Na Aduna tu Dipaha. Tadanantaram Dipa ityukte kim? Kopi janati va? Dipa ityukte kim? Dipavali. दीप इत्युक्ते किम्
दीप इस् लैट्
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 सो द प इस् नाट् फ्रोम् एनी डिफरेण्ट् सोर्स् भगिनी इस् पार्ट् आफ् द वर्ड्
okay
by chance it looks like all the pa's are there but darpanah is there nakara asti tatra manchah asti chakara asti tadanantaram vidyudipah asti vidyudipah ityukte kim shivananda mahodaya
electric light
vidyut ityukte energy shakti
and
power and therefore we call it electricity like devi energy of devi is also called vidyut she is the power holder vidyut holder so like that but deepah because we are using that power to create light for our purposes because we want to see like that uttamam agrimam padam mahodaya
Karadeepah.
Is it okay?
Handheld light?
Handheld light. Katham jani maha handheld light? Padasya lakshanam kim? How do you know from that word?
Deepah is light. Kara?
Kara is okay? करा इत्युक्ते किं महोदय अन्य कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा कोऽपि वदतु कर इत्युक्ते किं कर कर इत्युक्ते कर वै कर बिकास् आल् क्रियास् फार् ह्यूमन्स् दिस् इस् अवर् मेन् टूल् फार् आल्मोस्ट् 90% आफ् द क्रियास् वि डू यस् ओर् नो
Yeah.
So another word for hand has many many words in Sanskrit many many words one of them is kara kara ityukte hand so hand light so they call it handheld light kara deepa earlier before we had these batteries what did we have the torches you know you hold a piece of stick which is on fire And then with the fire, you see, they used to call them torches. But now, karadeepaha, uttamam, mahodaya, darpanaha, manchaha, vidyudeepaha, api karadeepaha. Kidrasha padani santitan tatra. Kidrasha padani.
Punlingam.
पुंलिङ्गं पदा पुंलिङ्गं पदानि पुंलिङ्गानि पदानि कथं जानीमः हौ डू वी नो कथं जानीमः
द एण्डिङ्ग् आफ् द वर्ड्स्
अन्ते महोदय वदतु अन्ते
अन्ते
आयाति
आयाति
इत्युक्ते किं सी ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् टु कन्फ्यूस् यू एण्ड् से देट् एव्री अह वर्ड् इन् संस्कृत इस् अ पुंलिङ्गं पदं नो दट्स् नाट् ट्रू एट् आल् बट् इन् द बिगिनिङ्ग् you will find that most of the words that you learn that are pumlingam they will be introduced as the aha words because many are like the majority of objects that are masculine have a ending pratipadikam pratipadikam ityukte kim vivekananda mahodaya pratipadikam ityukte kim
Pratipadikam is the mula shabda of a word.
Of which word?
Say, for example, we are doing Ramaha. So it'd be Rama is the mula shabda or the pratipadikam to which we have to add pratyaya to make it a word. But we cannot use a pratipadikam in a sentence as a word.
Uttamam, tadeva. Kintu mama prashnaha ityukte kidrisha padam, moola padam, samichinam, satyam. Kintu kidrisha moola padam ityukte gachati. Gachati ityukte kim?
Moola shabda is gam.
Gam. So is gam a pratipadikam?
That's a dhatu, isn't it?
That's a dhatu.
I should think so.
Pratipadikam api dhatuhu bhedaha kaha mama prashnaha. Vadatu. Pratipadikam is a moola shabda. Agreed. And dhatuhu is also a moola shabda. What is the difference?
For the dhatu is used for kriya padam, for the verbs, pratipadikam. Sorry.
Vadatu mahodaya, kshamyatam.
And the pratipadikam is used for the nama padam.
Tadeva, sundaram. Ityukte, pratipadikam. Pratipadikam root noun. Sanyapadasya moolapadam pratipadikam. Apicha, verbal root ityukte dhatuhu. Bhedaha asti. There is a difference. Bhedaha. Bhedaha ityukte kim? Difference. Bhedaha ityukte difference. Abhagatam va? Everybody wrote it down? Pratipadikam api dhatuhu. So gam, which is the root for gachati, he goes or she goes, gam is a dhatu because it creates a verb. But a pratipadikam will create a noun. It will not create a verb. That's the difference. Avagatam va?
Jiva.
Uttamam, dhanyavada mahodaya. So, Shivananda mahodaya, ante aha asti tatra tadat tena, by means of that, tena, tritiya, we know pumlingam padani, pumlingani padani santi. That is how we know that it is a pumlingam padam. So bhedaha kaha? So dhatuhu. Okay, this is feminine. I forgot to write down the lingas. Astu. Astu, I just wrote down all the lingas for the words we have covered today. So please make sure you have them. You see them written down? Everybody sees it?
Yes.
Yes.
Make sure you have all of these correctly because it is important to know. So, Visheshana Padam. Padam iti Napum Sakalingam Padam. You see the N there? Then, Visheshyaha Pumlingam Padam. Visheshana Visheshya Bhava is actually one long Or you can do it visheshyah bhavah. That also is okay. Pumlingam padam tatra. Tadanan bhavah pumlingam. Then vastuni napum sakalingam padam. Tadanantaram shayya akaranta strilingam padam. Tadanantaram pratipadikam napum sakalingam. Dhatuhu pumlingam. Bhedaha pumlingam. Bhedaha pumlingam. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Avagatamba uttamam. Uttamam. Dhanyavada Shivananda Mahodaya. Dhanyavada. Astu Sundar Mahodaya. Sundar Mahodaya. Aduna. Second line. Patatu Mahodaya. Sundar Mahodaya. Agrivam. Second line. Patatu Mahodaya. I don't hear you. Louder, Mahodaya. Little bit louder.
Mandapaha.
Mandapaha. Vadatu, Mahodaya. Somehow your mic is not working, Mahodaya. Sundar, Mahodaya. Are you speaking into the mic? I hear you very, very faintly.
Can you hear me?
Now much better, Mahodaya. Vadatu, Mahodaya.
I have to come closer to the laptop.
Please come closer to the wherever you are, machine. Patatu, Mahodaya.
Mandapaha.
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 Padatranam.
Padatranam.
Padatranam. Agrimam.
Kankatam.
Kankatam. Agrimam.
Kankatam. Bhavachitram.
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 Chatvari. Chatvari padani.
Chatvari padani. Four sentences.
Four words. Padani.
Four words, yeah.
Padani. Kidrisha padani tani. Kidrisha padani. Lingam kim?
Lingam. Mantapaha is full lingam.
Uttamam.
Padatranam. Padatranam is napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam. Uttamam. Agrimam.
Dvitiya. Ekavachanam.
Ekavachana padam. Kankatam kidrisha padam.
Dvitiya.
Dvitiya kim, Mahodaya? Lingam kim?
Lingam.
Kankatam.
Kankatam. Lingam is napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam. Uttamam.
Napumsakalingam.
Bhavachitram. Kidrishapadam. Lingam kim?
Napumsakalingam. Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam eva. Uttamam.
Ekavachanam. Dvitiya. Dvitiya. Dvitiya.
Dvitiya ityukte kim, Mahodaya? What are you referring to, Dvitiya?
Yes, the case. Vibhakti.
विभक्तिः कथं जानीमः द्वितीया अस्ति अत्र
रामं रामं रामौ रामः रामम् इति विभक्त्या एकवचनं
महोदय कथं जानीमः हौ डु यु नो द विभक्ति हियर् कथं जानीमः हौ डु वि नो द विभक्ति हियर्
कङ्कतम् When you say Ramaha, when you say Rama, Ramaha become Ramam, Ekavachanam Ramam.
No, no, no. Ekavachanam to Ramam, na Mahodaya. Dvitiya Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti Ekavachanam Ramam. Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam Ramaha.
Yeah, Ramaha, Prathama, Prathama Vibhakti, Ramaha.
अत्र तु पादत्राणं विभक्तिरूपं किं तत्र
पादत्राणम् एकवचनं द्वितीय
कथं जानीमः हौ डु यु नो द्वितीय
बिकास् इन् वेन् यु से रामः इट् से रामम्
No, you cannot compare with Ramaha. Ramaha ityukte pumlingam padam. Padatranam napumsakalingam padam.
Oh, this is not...
Yeah, Rosario Bhagini, Rosario Bhagini, vadatu Bhagini. Katham jani
This is napumsakalingam.
Yes.
Katham jani maha?
Katham. Padatranam, kankanam, Kankatam, sorry, very small, Kankatam, Napunsakalingam.
Astu, Tattu Satyam, Mama Prashna Vibhakti Rupam Kim?
Mantarpaha is Pullingam. विभक्तिरूपं विभक्ति अप्रथमा विभक्ति
अग्रिमं पदम्
अग्रिमं पदम् अग्रिम वद् मे इत्युक्ते अग्रिमम्
अग्रिमं नेक्स्ट्
Next.
I have talked about this many times. Yes. Let me write it down.
Yes. Shivanayantram. Shivanayantram.
No, Shivana. Padatranam. Kim Bhagini? Where is Shivanayantram? Which word?
Oh, Padatranam. I'm sorry. I was reading the next. Okay. Padatranam Napunsakalingam.
Vibhakti Rupam Kim?
Vibhakti Rupam Pratamam.
Pratama
Vibhakti. Pratama Vibhakti.
Uttamam. How do you know? Katham Janimaha.
Because are napunsakalingam and napunsakalingam and in ma.
Dvitiya vibhakti rupani kani kimapi pustakam pustake pustakani prathama vibhakti dvitiya vibhakti rupani vibhakti, kani
vibhakti Dvivachanam. No.
Pustakam.
Pustakam. Pustakani.
Pustakam. Pustake. Pustakani. Aduna, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Rupani. Vadatu. What are the second case? Second Vibhakti, Rupani.
The second case, Padatranam. Padatrane.
bhagini.
Pustakam.
Just say from the same
pustake.
Word.
Pustake. Okay. I'm sorry.
No. Chinta masu. Prathama vibhakti ityukte pustakam, pustake, pustakani.
Yes, the subject. Okay. The thing.
Subject. Now, dvitiya vibhakti, second row. Please say the rupa.
Dvitiya
vibhakti.
Pustakam. Pustakam, pustake, pustakani.
Ah, same. They are the same. Do you realize?
Yes, same. Then is pustake na.
Tritiya asu. Don't go there now. So, first, so Sundar Mahodaya, first and second vibhakti
are same.
Are the same in Napum Sakalingam Padam.
Yes.
Avagatam Mahodaya? Sundar Mahodaya? Sundar Mahodaya Shweteva? So, first and second case are the same in Napum Sakalingam Padam. They don't change. So, here this is not even a sentence. So, really it doesn't make a lot of sense to put in any other vibhaktis other than subjects. When you say about an object or a subject, you just say, no, this is a chair. You don't say, this chair is, against the wall or something. You know, it's simply the first thing you will say, it is a chair. Done. End of sentence. Means nothing else is going on. Simply, it is a subject. So, all of these are simply subjects. So, they have to only be Prathama Vibhakti. They cannot be Dvitiya Vibhakti. Dvitiya Vibhakti ityukte kim, it means the receiver of the action. There is no action going on here. They are simply telling you what it is. So, Mandapaha ityukte kim, Sundar Mahodaya asti va, are you there? Anya kopi vadatu, Mandapaha ityukte kim.
Is the puja, thing, yes, is the altar, I don't know how.
Yeah, it is actually the canopy.
Yes.
The canopy above, you know, in also some people, like in our culture, when we get a tikka from somebody on a festival or something, usually we'll find some cloth, anything. We'll find anything to cover our head like this. Then we will get tikka. So we make a small canopy, even for our head we'll make a canopy, because it is a mark of respect. It's a mark of respect to cover. So mandapaha ityukte a canopy, a covering. A covering. Uttamam padatranam ityukte kim?
Shoes.
Shoes, kintu pada tranam ityukte kim? Kopi janati va? Anybody knows? Vadatu mahodaya?
Pada tranam is two words we have there. One is pada, which is foot, and tranam, which is protection. So something that protects the foot or the feet.
Uttamam. Tatra. Kati padratranani santi, Vivekananda Mahodaya?
Patipadatrani.
Kati padatrani. Kati ityukte? How many?
How many? One. Kati, the word kati means how many, isn't it?
How many? Kati tani. Kati tatra dattani. How many are there in the picture?
Oh, okay, dvi, two.
So, sami karo tu mahodaya. Dve.
Te, paditrane.
Uttama.
Paditrane, staha.
Sami karo tu, kinchit sami karo tu. ते वदतु महोदय ते
ते
द्वे
द्वे
पादत्राणे
पदत्राणे
सः
सः
उत्तमम् किमर्थं ते द्वे वै वै इस् दिस् ए एण्डिङ्ग् बिकास् पुस्तकं पुस्तके पुस्तकानि वेन् इट् इस् इन् द्विवचन नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अकारान्त प्रातिपदिकं बिकम् ए दट् इस् हौ वि नो उत्तमं कङ्कतम् इत्युक्ते किं सुन्दर महोदय कङ्कतम् इत्युक्ते किम् सुन्दर महोदय अस्ति वा अस्तु अस्तु कङ्कतम् इत्युक्ते किं
कङ्कतम् कोम् कोम्
कोम् हा प्रथमविभक्तिरूपाणि वदतु महोदय कङ्कतम् एकम् एकं कङ्कतम् द्वे
द्वे
कङ्कते
कङ्कतं कङ्कते
कङ्कतानि उत्तमं भावचित्रम् इत्युक्ते किम् भावचित्रम् इत्युक्ते किं
भावचित्रं भावचित्रं फोटो
या फोटो आफ् वाट्
person
no yeah, definitely of no, a person
is a chitram bhava
bhava what is bhava bhava itukte kim samskrita bhashayam bhava
expression and feeling
so bhava chitram itukte a photo that expresses the expression of somebody. So it cannot be some distant landscape. You will not call that a bhava chitram. Usually it will mean a portrait.
Sometimes it is a picture. In general it is a picture.
No, then picture will, any picture of anything, if I take a picture of a chair, that's not a bhava chitram.
No. So the chitram is a general.
Chitram is general. Bhava chitram typically will mean portrait. Means a close-up where you can see the expression of somebody. That's a bhava chitram. Prathama vibhakti rupani vadatu mahodaya. Sundar mahodaya. Bhava chitram.
Bhava chitram. Dvitiya.
द्वितीयन द्विवचनं
एकवचनं
भावचित्रं द्विवचनं
नपुंसकलिङ्गं
द्विवचनं रूपं वदतु
एकवचनं
महोदय एकवचनरूपं भावचित्रं द्विवचनरूपं वदतु भावचित्रे
भावचित्राणि
धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः
अस्तु
चिन्ता मास्तु महोदय अस्तु विवेकानन्द महोदय अग्रिमं पठतु
यन्त्रं this is a machine we call it a sewing machine over there but maybe you can also say it's a resting engine can we just say that engine doesn't work unless we apply some force to it, some energy to it.
किन्तु सीवनयन्त्रं पदस्य अर्थः तु रेस्टिङ्ग् आर् नाट् रेस्टिङ्ग् इति तु न it doesn't refer to the resting or the working behavior of it.
Okay.
That's not part of the equation here. Right now it simply means yantram ityukte kim. Yantram ityukte kim mahodaya?
Engine.
Machine. Any kind of a machine. Sivana ityukte, that joins two
yantram.
Separate things. It sews them together. That's what the action of sewing is. And I'll tell you something that is quite interesting culturally. In India, in ancient India, the Panditas had come up with the very, very advanced mathematics and physics and astronomy and knowledge of geography, anthropology, all kinds of knowledge had been already built and was growing. It was thriving and growing, and India had so many large universities. Still, Indians wore unstitched clothing. Means what? What did they wear? Who can tell me what Indians wore traditionally?
Dhotis?
Yes, dhotis. What is a dhoti, Mahodaya?
It's what we call pants, we call it nowadays. It's not stitch, it's about, 4 or 5 yards of cloth, and we wrap it around ourselves.
It's just 4 to 5 yards, sometimes 6 yards, sometimes 9 yards of fabric, that's all. Straight fabric, no stitching. And you wrap it in different ways. I mean, what am I wearing? I'm wearing a sari. Same thing. 6 to 7 yards just wrapped around in a particular way. That is in my culture. That's all.
Yeah.
So, who can... Shatika. Ityukte kim? Sari. Shatika. So, my question is this. When... already the wheel had been made, so many amazing architectural temples were being made, dams were being built, some of the oldest dams, they had a massive sewage, beautiful sewage system that worked actually better than today's systems. So a lot of technology was going on. But still, the culture wore very simple unstitched clothing. Why? Because they had not developed a sewing machine? What do you think? That's my question.
Could it be ease of wearing? That's one.
It could be ease of wearing.
You don't have a kurta, you don't have a pyjama, so it's much more easy to put on. And also for cleaning as well. And it's less expensive.
All of those things. Plus, it is one size fits all.
Yes, it does.
One size fits all. Plus, it is loose clothing.
Ventilation.
So for the hot climate. And what else does loose clothing do? One more thing it does. It does not emphasize your body shape.
Modesty.
Simplicity. Functionality. Resource efficient, plus very functional. So in half my sari I can wrap my body and cover myself, and the rest half sari I can wrap my child and carry my child on my back. I can carry groceries, and women in India use their saris to carry so many things. They'll go to the store like this and carry, bring home a bunch of rice wrapped up here. my dadi always tied her keys to the end of a sari. Her keys were always at the end of a sari. They never got lost. You don't keep them anywhere. They are in the sari.
Also, you can have it as a money bag.
It's a money bag. Yes, money bag. So it's a very functional, multi-purpose. You can use it to spread it, to sleep on, to use as a bed cover. You can use it to cover as a curtain, multi-purpose. So sivana yantram actually is a sewing machine, not because it had not been invented, but because the culture emphasized simple living, modest, simple living. So that what happens? Arrogance doesn't grow. Once arrogance grows, there is no scope for knowledge anymore. We are too full of ourselves to have any knowledge enter us. So what you find actually in India, it is very interesting today, 90% of the tailors in India are Muslims. Has anybody noticed that ever?
Yes, that's quite true. When I was in Rishikesh, that's what I found out.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not a culture of sewing. That is why most of the tailors in India are not Hindus. Still, although many Hindu tailors are starting to also make a profession, but it's culturally not there. Uttamam astu agrimam patatu mahodaya.
Vatayanam, Vatayanam. Window. Vata is wind. Yanam, which allows something to go through or prevents something from coming in.
Vatayanam. That allows the wind to come in or leave. Ayanam, uttamam mahodaya, uttamam. Actually, it is a place for wind. It is a place for wind. So, it's a window. Window. Actually, the English word is also quite similar. Vatayanam. Trini rupani vadatu mahodaya, prathama vibhakti rupani.
Vatayanam, vatayane, vatayanani.
Dvitiya vibhakti rupani vadatu.
Dvitiya vatayanam, vatayane, vatayanani.
Uttamam, samaneva, samaneva. Uttamam, trini. Agrimam padam patatu mahodaya, tritiya padam.
Sorry, the next one?
Agrimam padam.
Javanika.
Javanika.
Javanika, which is a screen or curtain.
Curtain. Uttamam. Javanika. Kidrisha padam tatra.
Javanika. Javani.
Mahodaya. Javanika.
Javanika.
Javanika. Srilingam padam. Javanika, not Javanika. Javanika.
Javanika, Javanike, Javanika.
Tadeva, Javanika. Dvitiya vibhakti rupani vadatu.
Javanikam, Javanike, Javanika.
Javanika, not Java, Mahodaya. You cannot elongate the second sound. Javanika, Javanike, Javanikaha. Dvitiya vibhakti. Javanikam, Javanike, Javanikaha. Uttamam, Mahodaya. Chaturtham padam patatu mahodaya.
Yana petika. Yana is travel, and Petika is a box or some sort of a case. So I take it this to be maybe a briefcase or something of that nature.
A travel case.
A travel case. A suitcase.
Kidrisha padam tatra.
Yana petika. Yana petika.
Kidrisha padam lingam kim?
Akaranta srilingam. Pratama vibhakti.
Uttamam. Akaranta srilingam padam yana petika. Uttamam. Dhanyavada mahodaya. Rosario bhagini agrimam patatu. Agrimam ityukte kim?
Okay.
Agrimam ityukte kim?
Agrimam. Next. Okay.
Tadeva. Uttamam. Patatu.
Nidhanika.
Ityukte kim?
Nidhanika. Then? Shelves?
Shelves. A place to keep things. Place to keep things on a wall, mostly on a wall or on a vertical space.
Wall?
On a vertical space. If you put some things on the floor, it's usually not a nidhanika. But some vertical height is there, that is why it is a shelf. Nidhanika. Uttamam. Agrimam?
Yes. Dvichatrika.
Dvichatrika.
Ityukte bicycle. Dual wheels.
Dyuna. Dvi.
Dvi?
Dvi.
Dvi? Dvi. Oh, thank you. I need that.
Dvi.
Dvi? Not you. Dvi.
Not you. Dvi. Dvi ityukte kim? Dvivachanam.
Two.
Dvivachanam. Dvivachanam.
Chakra.
And also when you say second, when we say second, you say dvitiya. Dvitiya.
Dvitiya.
So dvitiya. Dvichakrika ityukte?
Two wheels.
Two-wheeler, Dvi chakrika, uttamam, agrimam patatu.
Panchalika.
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 Ityukte?
Doll.
A doll.
Pancha is means five, right?
Five. So it is Panchalika, and I don't know why it is called that. My guess is because eventually a doll is a structure with five extensions. 2 feet,
two
arms, and one head.
Yes, I thought that.
So Panchalika. Okay,
Panchalika. The next one. Is Mapika.
Mapika ityukte?
Mapika is a rule. Huh?
Ruler.
Ruler, yes.
Ruler or a scale. Something to measure with, actually, is all it means.
Okay.
It is something to measure with. So, Mapika. Uttamam. Uttapam. Kidrisha padani tani.
Ki
drisha padani tani.
I don't know.
You don't know the question?
No, I don't know the question.
Ki drisha. Ityukte kim?
Ki drisha.
कीदृश कोऽपि जानाति वा कोऽपि जानाति वा
I don't understand the question.
Anya kopi vadatu ki drisha ityukte kim?
Ki drisha ityukte?
Ki drisha padam, ki drisha padam.
Drisha padam.
So, this is like this. I'm writing it down for you. Ki drisha ityukte means, it looks like this. Kidrisha padam. Kidrisha is an adjective. So if I separate these two, this will become visheshana, this will become visheshana, this will become visheshya. So it will become kidrisham padam. Or I'll say kidrisha sita. Kidrishaha ramaha. You understand? Ki drisha means ki, you know, all question words in Sanskrit begin with the letter, with the sound ka. All question words in Sanskrit begin with the sound ka. And here, ki drisha. Drisha comes from which dhatu? Who can tell me? The word drisha.
Drisha means seeing.
Seeing, to see. To see. Ki drisha means.
But from that we have the word pashyati.
Pashyati, uttamam. But ki drisha ityukte kim? Ki drisha ityukte kim? It means what does it look like? What does it look like? Kidrisha padam. What does the word look like? Which means, what kind of word is it? It's a descriptive question. It's asking you to describe something. So if I say, Kidrisha balika. That means, what kind of a girl is she? Kidrishaha balakaha. What kind of boy is he? Kidrisham vakyam. What kind of sentence is it? Understand, Rosario Bhagini? Avagatam Bhagini? Rosario Bhagini, are you there?
No, yes. I hear you very bad. Your voice comes and goes.
Astu. Ki drisha ityukte kim? What kind of, what does it look like? That's what it means. Ki is a question word. Drisha means look like. So it's a descriptive question. Anything. Anything you can ask. You can describe the lingam, you can describe vibhakti, you can describe anything about it. It's a description question. What does it look like?
It's a description. Okay. They look strilingam, strilingam, pratama vibhakti,
padam,
ekavachanam.
Padam. Because all those are adjectives. Everything you said was adjective. And adjective has no meaning without a noun. So you have to end with a noun. Uttamam. Astu. Nidhanika. Prathama vibhakti rupani vadato.
Nidhanika.
Nidhanika, Dvivachane?
I'm sorry.
Pratama Vibhakti Rupani.
Yes, Pratama Vibhakti. Yes, Pratama Vibhakti.
Rupani Vadatu.
Pani Batatu.
Hmm. Ityukte?
Ityukte Chelf.
No, no, no. Prathama Vibhakti Ityukte Kim Bhagini?
Ah, Prathama Vibhakti. First, the subject. Subject.
Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu Ityukte Kim?
Ityukte the thing, the door in the...
No, Rupani Ityukte Kim Bhagini? Rupani Ityukte Kim? The word Rupani?
Ah, Rupani is the form. Rupani, the forms. Form so, in plural, the forms.
What am I asking you to do? What am I asking you to do? Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu. Vadatu Ityukte Kim? Vadatu Ityukte Kim Bhagini?
Vadatu Ityukte say.
So what am I saying to you? Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu.
Prathama Vibhakti.
Atra.
Okay. Prathama Vibhakti is Nidhanika.
Bhagini, there are three vachanas. Bhagini. Bhagini, listen.
Yes. Eka vachanam. Eka vachanam.
Eka vachana. Eka vachana. Bahu
vachana.
Rupani. Hold on. One second, Bhagini. One second. In Prathama Vibhakti Rupani, there are three forms. Which are the three? Ekvachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana. So,
Ekvachana.
Hold on. Rupani means plural. Forms.
Forms.
Not one form.
Yes, forms.
If I ask you to say Vadatu,
forms.
Then you can say one. If I say Rupani Vadatu, it means please say the forms. Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu Aduna. Please. Try.
Sure. Ekavachanam Prathama Vibhakti Trilingam Padam.
Vadatu.
Rupam
Kim.
One more.
Nidhanika.
Nidhanika.
Nidhanikaha. Correct? These are the three Rupanis of the Prathama Vibhakti.
Yes. Akaranta. Okay. Nidhanika. What is it?
Nidhanika. Nidhanike.
Nidhanikaha. Yes.
When do you say this? When will you say this? When I say... Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu. Please say the first case form. Correct?
Okay, correct. I'm sorry.
So I am asking you to do something. So that's the way you make sense of that sentence, okay? Avagatam?
Okay.
Astu, dhanyavada. Astu, Shivananda Mahodaya. Agrivam Patatu Mahodaya. Shivananda Mahodaya, Patatu Mahodaya, Agrima.
Yes, do I read the last row?
Is that
right? Yeah. Mala. Means a garland.
Uttamam.
Pushpadani. Is that a bouquet of flowers?
Pushpadhani. Dhani ityukte?
Pushpadhani.
Flower vase. Vase.
Yes. Yeah.
That holds flowers. Pushpadhani.
Mm-hmm.
Kidrisha padam mahodaya? कीदृशपदं पुष्पाधानि
श्रीलिङ्गं
स्त्रीलिङ्गं कीदृशस्त्रीलिङ्गं वाट् कैण्ड् आफ् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् दीर्घ ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं पदम् इत्युक्ते किं लाङ्ग् ई एण्डिङ्ग् फेमिनिन् वर्ड् दीर्घ दीर्घ मीन्स् लाङ्ग् दीर्घ ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं पदम्
ईकारान्त श्रीलिङ्गं पदम्
पदं पुष्पाधानि डु यु नो वट् रूपाणि आर् आफ् देट् प्रथमविभक्तिरूपाणि कानि नदीवत् नदी नदी See, in this book you have Nadi. Look up in this book. Nadi. Page 22. Patatu Mahodaya Nadi.
Page 22?
Page 22 of the little book.
Oh.
Nadi.
Sorry, I don't see Nadi here. This version I have.
Which book you have, Mahodaya?
It is Shabdamandari, but it looks like it's a...
older version? Then you look up Dirgha E Srilingam. That's what you will find. So look up the Srilingani Padani. In that, look for Dirgha E. So first, you know, the best thing to do with this book is to start with the beginning and mark it on top, whatever you find. So, in my own handwriting, I write here, masculine word, so I'll write Pumlingam. Then, when I flip through this book, I do that for all the pages. Do you notice? Look.
Yes.
So, when I flip through it, it's very easy for me to catch my own handwriting. I'm like, this is Pumlingam. No, I don't need Pumlingam. I need Srilingam. So, look, here comes Srilingam. Because I wrote it on top. Can you read? No, you can read or not? I don't know.
Yes,
So if you do that with your book, then it will familiarize you with your book.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, with each one, what do? I write down next to the word. This is Ukaranta. Then this is Ukaranta. Like that I'll write down because it helps me. Here, look. So, on this page, I wrote down Strilingam, Ikaranta, Ikaranta. Very easy for me to find. Otherwise, reading a print when everything looks the same is very tricky. There is not much for the eye to remember. Our memory has to work harder. So, in your time after class, each of you should do this. You go through your book page by page. Look at each table. Each table you look and you figure out what is going on here. Is it a long E? Is it a U? Is it a R? What is it? What is the lingam? And you write it on the next to it. And then you will find that there is a pattern. First there will be masculine words, then there will be feminine words, then there will be neuter words. Within the masculine, there will be akaranta, then akaranta. then ikaranta, then ikaranta, then ukaranta, then u, just like a, a, I, I, u, u, r, r, a, I, o, au, am, aha. It follows the alphabet. But not all of them are given there. When you don't find all of them, then it makes you understand, oh, I see. Some of the endings are more commonly used than the others. Some letter endings are more common. For example, A is very common in feminine words, but is not common in masculine words.
Yes.
You will realize that just by going through the book. So go through the book and write down with your own hands. And that will be a beautiful exercise for you to proceed in this class. I suggest all of you do that in this class. It's a beautiful exercise. Actually, I really enjoyed doing it when I did it. And any new book I buy, I try to do that. Just flip through it and just see whatever you get from it. That's all. Nobody's asking you to become a pandit. You just flip through it and have fun. So, Dirgha Ikaranta, have you found it, Mahodaya?
Yes, I did. I was looking at the Roman 22 rather than the Devanagari 22.
Uttamam.
So, uttamam. Yes. So, now, if I try this one now.
Vadatu? Vadatu, Mahodaya?
Pushpadani. Pushpadani. Pushpadani.
Na, dhane tu nasti mahodaya. Dirga e asti chet kim. Which word do you have in your dirga e for striling? What is the word you have? Nadi? Or something else?
I have a, this is Lakshmi.
Don't read Lakshmi. Lakshmi is a little bit you can read Lakshmi, but Lakshmi is has a few differences. Mm-hmm. What is the main word for E? What is the word before Lakshmi? The word before Lakshmi, Mahodaya.
So, the one before is moon.
No, say the Sanskrit word, Mahodaya.
Oh. Oh, Rama. Sorry, the Sanskrit word is Rama. Rama.
Oh, Rama.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you have Lakshmi, huh?
Well, it has Lakshmi as the English meaning.
No. So I don't want you to read English, Mahodaya. Read to me the Sanskrit only.
Okay.
Because Rama is also Lakshmi. Lakshmi is also Lakshmi. The two are entirely different in Sanskrit.
Okay. So Rama... Rame.
No, Mahodaya. I don't want you to read to me Rama. I am asking you Dirgha Ikaranta Srilingam Padam. Which means what? Long E ending Srilingam Padam. Please read. Which word do you have there? Not Rama. Rama ends with Dirgha Akaranta. What is the word after Rama in your next table?
Okay, I have Mati.
Mati. Mati is Mati. Which kind of, Mati is what kind of word? Hrisva Ikaranta. It is short E ending word, correct?
Yes.
Hari Om Mahodaya. I think he is using the book Launch Sanskrit in 30 Days.
I have a Shabdamandri that I got from a friend. It's a copy from a friend. I got it. It's a fourth edition.
Okay, no problem, no problem out there.
And it has some Tamil writing in it as well, so I'm not sure if it's a different version.
I don't read Tamil at all. I have no understanding of Tamil.
But it does have the Devanagari's script.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. All right, so after Rama comes Mati. What comes after Mati?
It's Gauri.
Gauri. So your word is not Nadi, your word is Gauri in your book. That's fine. Gauri is perfect. So Gauri is your main Ikaranta Strilingam Padam. You have to remember that. How will you remember? Because you will realize when you do what I asked you to do in your free time is to go through the book with each table. The first table, so if you have, for example, in my book, I have three tables, this table, and this table, all with Dirga E, Srilingam Padam. But I know, because I've read this book, the first one they give, of the same letters, all are the same letter ending, E, E, E. But the first one they give will be the main standard. These are then aberrations. There is something different about them. They are not your average. They are not your default. The first one will be default. So your first one is Gauri. Now read to me Gauri Mahodaya.
So the first line is Gauri, Gauriye,
Gauriau,
Gauriau.
Two mantras are there, no?
Gauriyaha.
Gauriyaha. One more time. Gauri.
Gauri.
Gauriau.
Gauriau. Gauriyaha.
Now you have Pushpadhani. What will be the three cases?
Pushpadhani, Pushpadhanyau, Pushpadhanyaha.
Uttamam, Tadeva Mahodaya. That is how you have to do it. So, what should you do in your homework? Read the entire Gauri table.
Achcha.
And then write down the same table for Pushpadhani. That will make you understand what is going on actually. Because if what I teach in class, if you don't revise it in your home with your own words, then I end up, I'm not telling just you this, I'm telling everybody this, and this is the way to progress forward in our class. You must go home after home class and revise what has happened in class and make your own handwriting. That's the only way to make progress in this class. Otherwise, each time I'm teaching the same things over and over again.
Yes.
Hmm?
Thank you for that suggestion. This is the core study of Sanskrit.
Yes, this is the core and this is the foundation. The way I teach is very, very fundamental. Very, very fundamental. Because if you understand the fundamentals, you can build your own castle. But if you don't understand the fundamental and if I simply give you so many new words to learn and vocabulary and you know, then it's no point, because then you don't have the tools. You have the structure, but you don't have a foundation. So it's very important to spend time with this book and really get familiar. So, for example, Darpanaha, then you think, ending, Pumlingam Padam, which is the word in this, and you look up and you say, it's just like Rama. Then you make for Darpanaha, Darpanau, Darpanaha, Darpanam, Darpanau, Darpanan, Darpanena, Darpanabhyam, Darpane. How do I know all this? I have done it hundreds of times. It's the only reason I know it. And you can know it also. from doing the same thing. This is not rocket science. Nothing I am teaching is rocket science. It's just very, very fundamental. So pushpadhani dirgha ikaranta. That's what you are looking. So now your eyes have opened up. Oh, I see. I look for the last sound. And I look for the gender. Then I make progress. Agrimam patatu mahodaya.
Durvani.
Ityukte kim?
Telephone.
Dura ityukte? Far. Distance.
Distance talking.
Distance talking. Vani is talk. Vani is speech. Distant speech, like speech that goes far away.
Yes.
So, Duravani, very functional word actually. Duravani. So, Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Kani? Duravani, Duravanyau, Duravanyaha. Uttamam, Agrimam Patatu Mahodaya.
Kartari.
Ityukte kim?
Scissors.
Scissors. That cut. That's how you get the English word cut also. Kartari. That cuts. So, Prathama Vibhakti Rupani Kani Mahodaya?
Kartaryaha.
Uttamam, tadeva. Sundaram mahodaya. Sundaram, uttamam. So, everybody, please may I request you, this is a beautiful work page. Page 6 is your fundamental page to get to know the Rupanis or the forms of most of the words you will be learning in these beginning classes. If you can remember or start to every day go through the Akaranta Pumlingam, Ukaranta Pumlingam, so Guru. How does Guru have all the Vibhakti Rupani? It's all given in this book. So, in Pumlingam, do A and do U. And that will be your first big step. Then later I will ask you also to do Hrasva I in Pumlingam. These three, if you do, most of your initial words are taken care of. In Strilingam, what should you do? Dirgha A and Dirgha E. If you do these two, done. 80% of your beginning work is done. And then in Napumsakalingam, they are the same as Pumlingam, except for the first two cases. And once you know the one case, the second is the same. First and second are the same. Napumsakalingam, very, very easy. And this covers, I mean, that's not a lot, right? That's like how many? 6 tables. Not even 6, actually 4 main tables. A and U in Pumlingam. A and E in Srilingam. If you learn these 4 and understand how Napumsakalingam is the same as Pumlingam except for first two, you're done. You once you have it in your head, you do it over and every day you do it. You know, I mean, it sounds like I'm asking for a lot of homework. But let me tell you, I also do a lot of homework. Not for this class, because this I used to do. Now you know what I do? I spend hours every day reading and rereading and rereading, I'm learning some shlokas. And I'm learning some sutras. So many times I read the same thing. And after some time, it brings you so much joy because it's familiar and you feel peace, you feel good. It's joyful. So try to do it that way. Make it a joyous journey. After all, why are we learning this? So make it joyful and return to it every day. Even 10, 20 minutes every day. You will find that your learning will blossom. And it will be so much more enjoyable. So is my request, my humble request to everybody, please just spend a little bit of time every day. Read through the Abhyasa Pustakam. Listen to the class recordings if they help you. If you don't want to listen, no problem. You read this book. Try to understand what is going on. What are the new words that I have taught you? Make your own list of words like I have made for you. Read them every day. Here is one list. Here is another. And then Diana Bhagini has made it a Google document that she has shared with all of you. With all the words that I use in class. In which I ask you to say something, do something, whatever. So just like every day, that's the main foundation of learning anything. Every day to spend time on it. Same with pranayama, same with asana, same with anything. If you want to make progress, every day. If you don't want to make progress, then that's a different story. Avagatam. Any questions? So just a little bit of cultural knowledge. This has been most of this month has been the month of Kartika. Kartika is one of our very auspicious months in the Indian calendar. And it is the month in which Dashera, Diwali, all of these festivities happen. And it's a beautiful time of the year. And in most of the cultures that I noticed, they light lamps, little lamps they will light, you know, with oil and a wick. Every evening I walk around here in Bangalore and most of the houses have these little deepas, lamps lit outside their houses every day. And 2 days ago was a big puja. In our house also we made a puja and we did the puja for a worship of Tulsi. Tulsi is a plant. It's called holy basil. Any of you know that plant?
Yes, Bhante. It's very sacred in our house.
Yes.
We used to have one in front of our yard in Mathura.
Ah, and you have one now over there?
No, I don't.
Ah, you know, it needs a little sunny spot. I know England is not the best climate, but if you have a sunny window, it will be not happy, but it will survive. It likes hot. But anyway, we offer our honor and respect to Mother Nature and we made a little canopy, the mandapa. We made a mandapa, very small mandapa with 4 sugar canes. And we put a pretty cloth on top and underneath we had the tulsi plant and we put diyas around it and offered flowers. I chanted many, many songs. Tulsi for Tulsi and for her, thanking her for her goddess like, you know, offering. So just a beautiful cultural enriching ritual. I find rituals very illuminating of your own self, actually. My own self, I find rituals help me understand myself. So I enjoy them. So I'm just sharing my journey with you. Astu. Dhanyavadaha. Dhanyavadaha. Agrimam saptahe puna milama. Namaskaraha.
Closing chant?
Mahodaya? Closing chant. Uttamam Mahodaya. Say it.
Karoti Mahodaya.
Om Purnamada Om Purnamadam Purnat Purna Purnamade Madesyate Purnasya Purnamataya Purnam Purnam Eva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Sarvesham Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu Sarvesham Shanti Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Harihi Om Sarvam Krishnarpanam
Namaste Bhagini Namaste
Namaskaraha Dhanyavadaha Dhanyavada Namaskaraha.
But if just a correction, in India if you see nowadays, you don't see many people carrying saris. Only jeans and trousers, yeah. And you name it.
But Mahodaya, you have to agree and just stop the